93JCA. Do I have a, can I have a radio check, please?
KJ4WZM, it works, man.
You'll be around for my alternate backup net control. Are you going to bring up that question for an announcement by chance?
Suppose I can do that.
I just wanted to make sure. So if you keep the tally, I'll go ahead and ask it, and then you, if you'll keep it on that end, we'll go from there.
Driving right this second, but I can try to do that.
About 3 minutes in that time, so we'll see what's going on then. So hopefully you'll make it back in time. KA3JCA. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA. My name is Richard, and I'm located in Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. It's at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. Amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. No formal traffic. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KA3JCA.
KA3JCA, KJ4WZM.
WZM, KA3JCA. Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to make one announcement. Recently, I have come across several hams that are into digital radios that they either have already purchased, already using digital, or are interested in purchasing or using digital VHF, UHF radios in the near future. They just haven't done it yet. I am looking to try to find out more information on potentially eventually getting a digital repeater set up. So what I was looking for, if it would be possible to do this, and I'm planning on doing it next time I call the net too, when people check in, if they wouldn't mind stating whether or not they have, if they have a digital radio, or if they don't have one yet, but they're planning on getting one in the near future. If they wouldn't mind, if it would be possible, if they might want to check in, just state that they have one. Basically.
Thank you very much for anybody needing a fill. Basically, Daniel's doing a survey collecting data for people that are interested in digital mobile radio, DMR. If you already have equipment looking to get into DMR or have questions, please get up with us on the net. You can talk to KJ4WZM, or you can talk to myself, KA3JCA. In the interest of being a net control, tonight Daniel is also my alternate backup in case something happens to me medically, which I do not plan to encounter. Daniel, thank you for being there as a backup for me tonight, just in case. Any questions or any fills for that information?
This announcement.
Press KA3JCA, go ahead.
KA3JCA in the net, KI4DOS. Just wanted to let everyone know that tomorrow, the 17th, is test session day over at the Red Cross Building at 940 Grove Road. It will be at 9 o'clock. You need to have an FRN number. That's a requirement now, that you have an FRN number before you come to the test session. You can get that with no problems. If you go to the FCC website, and they'll issue you a FRN number if you don't have one. But testing starts at 9, and the fee is still $10. You still need a picture ID card and an FRN number. So be looking for anybody that wants to come out and take their technician test or upgrade. That's all I got, Richard. Put a number one on that for tonight. You count that as a piece of traffic. Over.
For DOS, thank you for that piece of traffic there, Gary. Gary, I have one inquiry about that. I know that the club charges the $10 for the license session, and I do know if people have not been to the FCC.gov/ULS website since July 1st of this year, they may have to register for a new account and then associate their current FRN number to the account and so forth. And then my question to you is, once they register and if they pass the test, they still have to pay that $35 fee to the FCC, correct?
Understanding, Richard. I'm not positive on that. We discussed that at the last VE test session. The way I read it, and I may be reading it wrong, that is for the vanity call signs, where the vanity calls used to cost $35, and the you had to pay that before you could get a vanity call if you got selected. Like for say an extra class, a 2x1 or a 1x2 or something of that nature. I am not certain on that. Steve Schaefer, our VE team leader, is supposed to have checked on all of that and is going to give us all that information in the morning. So that's all I have at this time. Over.
You'll have it to give to the people at the test session. That's great news there to have, Gary. So thank you for that number one traffic, the piece of traffic that you've given. Are there any questions or fills needed? No additional announcements or bulletins. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign. I'm going to ask you to give it very slowly because I'm getting back into this again. Your name, your location, and signal your intent whether to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. There are stations that use the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society pre-check-in website, and there's no need to recheck-in again unless you wish to amend your traffic. So tonight I'm going to take the pre-check-ins, starting with Kilo Alpha 4, Alpha Charlie Lima. That's Miss Ashley, my stepdaughter. Kilo Alpha 4, Juliet Charlie Alpha. That's Miss Sally. K3DOV, which is the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. Brian Dodge, Brian KM4JWP. Mr. Mel, K4XMR. W2AMD, Mr. Andrew. K5WLL, Mel. Andy, KI4LZI. Ben, KO4ZEW. James, KW4TS. Jack, KJ4UHF. Anna, KO4RYP. James, KO4RAX. Antonio, November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey. Patrick, KO4HKX. Sid, W4IOE. And Walter, K4OIM. Richard, K4ROW. I will take check-ins from Echo Link and Echo Link stations only. there are any Echo Link stations, please call Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, your net control.
Net control, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Recognize Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November. That's John. And John, it'll take me a while to learn where you guys are from here, and you're going to stick around for comments. I appreciate that, sir. So tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin with the last group uniform through Zulu for check-ins. So stations, uniform with our suffix ending in uniform through Zulu, please call net control KA3JCA.
KA3JCA. Bravo 4, Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
KCA. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray, Bravo. That is K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
3JCA. Tusker 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee, Jim in Greenville.
Recognize the following stations, Kilo Bravo 4, Zulu Victor Mike, that's Daniel. Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, that's Tommy, and Honeypath, and Daniel was from Greer, and then Jim. KO4YHY from Greenville. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu, wishing to check in to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Net.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Kilo November, Randy in Spartanburg, negative, negative.
Nice. Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Kilo November, that's Randy in Spartanburg. Thank you, Randy, for checking into the net this evening. So we'll go on to the next group, the top of the list, Alpha through Delta, wishing to check into the net. Please call KA3JCA or net control.
Check in November for Alpha Hotel Oscar and 4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative tonight. 73 of the net.
Control. In Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court. Negative and negative.
JCA. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo Kilo 4. Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KCA. You're doing a great job on the net. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
KA3JCA. Good evening, Richard. Doing a great job. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
JCA. Richard, Miss Sally in the net, please check in. Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS, that's Gary. Also, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. Joy will be in and out. I have no traffic. I'll be at Rag Q. Good evening, Q and Sally, and all on the net.
3JCA. And Richard, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, M4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. Q 3TH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
3JCA, T1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Roland and Pickens, negative, negative, and a very great evening to all.
Big list to start with here. Let me just catch my notes up real quick, and we'll continue on here. Hey, folks. I had using a new software program, and I got a little twisted. If I forget your call, please let me know there. Okay, we have Rick, KO4. Hold on 1 second. Stand by. I think I had your call sign a little bit wrong there, but I got it straightened out. KK4, DMW, that's Rick. Brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, KK4MOQ. Also, check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, that's Jerry. W4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, that's Dave. KI4DOS, Gary. I had you checked in there when I did the message. And you bring along your wife, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Also check in Kurt, KM4VLH, and K1CJW Roland from Pickens. My logger helped me here and said I forgot Doug, who was N4AHO.
Well, I don't have his
name. I have, I think it's, is it Robert in Gray Court, KC2GOV?
Kilo Charlie 2 Delta Quebec Victor.
Okay, Robert, I do have it correct. It is a Q. I just, my screen font was a little small and it looked like an O, so I apologize for that. But I do have you in the log. Did I miss any calls in that group? KA3JCA.
JCA, this is Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey. Correction on my daughter's call sign. It's Kilo Mike 4. Mike Oscar Quebec instead of Kilo Kilo 4.
I have it correct in the log. I just looked at it. I think when I was reading it, I looked up above to yours and Lorena's and thought it was part of the same call group. But I do have it as Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec. Thank you very much for catching that for me.
Well, thank you.
Additional stations, Alpha through Delta.
At control. Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central will be negative and negative.
BJCA. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2 BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
But the net would like to recognize K4AFT, that's Michael, and Central, and Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. And that's Mr. David and Easley. Thank you guys for checking in the net. Okay, let's move on to the next group. Echo through Hotel. If your suffix begins E through H, please check into the Blue Ridge Net. KA3JCA is net control.
3JCA. Check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, Richard. Welcome to the group.
Net control. In Kilo 2 Hotel Mike Echo. Name is Dwayne.
I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in, Mike. I'm sitting down here on beautiful Lake Hartwell. My call sign is Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Hotel Romeo. Charlie Hotel Romeo. And I'll be making a check.
Tonight, the following stations. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, that's Mr. Harry in Chandler, North Carolina. Thank you for checking in, sir. Kilo 2, Hotel Mike Echo, that's Mr. Dwayne in Greenville. And Mr. Michael down there in Lake Hartwell area, Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Hotel Romeo. Check-ins, Echo through Hotel. Okay. For the next group, India through Lima. If your suffix begins with India through Lima, and you wish to check into the net, please call Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, or Net Control.
KCA. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Tonight, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. That's Mr. James up in North Carolina, sir. Thank you very much for checking in with us. And again, I appreciate all of you being patient with me tonight. Let's just get back in the swing of things. So any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
KA3JCA. Check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
Can I get your wife's call again, KA3JCA?
Donna's call is Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo.
Correct, now in the log. So the net would like to recognize Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo Quebec. That's Mr. Larry, and he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. And they're from Greer. Thank you guys for checking in. Move on to the next group. The next group will be Quebec through Tango. Back up a second. If your suffix begins with Mike through Papa, Mike through Papa, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge Net, please call KA3JCA.
For November Uniform Echo, mobile in Tron tonight, sir.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NN8. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. 73 to you, sir. All in FB negative and negative tonight. And Daniel, if you're listening, I have nothing but Fusion Radio.
Checked in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, and there was another station that had doubled with you initially from Tron. I did not catch the call sign, KA3JCA.
KI4DOS.
Gary.
As Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE, Chad. He's mobile, coming out of Tryon back down to his home QTH in Campobello. Over.
Relay there, Gary, and the net recognizes Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, and that's Chad on his way back to Campobello. Yeah, we have any additional stations, Mike through Papa. On to the next group, Quebec through Tango. If your suffix begins with a Q through T, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Net, please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
Net Control.
in Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Tango Delta. This is Mike. I'm in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. That's KD4SRR. Robert down in Joanna. And we'll be negative and negative, and thank you for taking over and running the net. You're doing a great job.
KA3JCA. And Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
Recognize Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Tango Delta. That's Mike in Greenville. Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Robert Robert. And that's Mr. Robert and Johanna. And Mr. Christopher, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Gulf in Liberty. Thank you guys for checking on that. Thank you for bearing with my net control renewal skills, KA3JC. Any additional stations, Quebec through Tango? Take a pause here. There's some additional EchoLink stations on. EchoLink stations only. Please call KA3JCA.
KA3JCA, if you will, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. Stephen in Greenwood, good evening to yourself on the net. No traffic, no queue.
KA3JCA, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry, and also Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda. We are both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Can I get your wife's call sign again, please?
No problem. Rhonda's call sign is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS. This is KC4SKD.
Thank you very much for that, Larry. The net would like to recognize Mr. Stephen in Greenwood and KA4PQA. Mr. Larry, KC4SKD in Easley, and his wife, Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS. And before I go any further, Stephen, did you say that Greenwood was going to have their ham fest this year? Maybe he'll come back in a minute. All right, so let's take the last group, the biggest group, Alpha through Zulu, wishing to check in to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Net. Please call Kilo Alpha 3, Julia Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA, or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra KO4DZS Scott Pendleton. Negative and negative.
Please check in Whiskey 4 Mike Hotel Echo W4MHE Melvin in Hendersonville, and also check in Kilo Zulu 4 Papa Alpha Mike KZ4PAM Pam. We're in Hendersonville, and we're negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray. KO4ZYX. This is Daniel from Woodruff, but I am actually camping up in the Chesney area this evening. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net. 73s.
In KC4GEE. The name is Ken. Location, Moore, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Good evening, everyone.
3JCA. Check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Julia, Bravo. W2MJB, Mark, in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP, that's Wendy, also in Simpsonville. We'll be negative and negative, but it's good to hear you calling us. And again, Richard, 73.
The following stations, Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Sierra, that's Mr. Scott in Sandy Springs. Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel Echo. That's Mr. Mel in Henderson, and he bring along his wife Pam, Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike from Hendersonville, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Yankee X-Ray, that's Mr. Dan in Woodruff, Kilo Charlie 4, Gulf Echo Echo, that's Mr. Ken in Moore, South Carolina, and Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, that's Mr. Mark, one of our other net controllers, and Miss Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, Miss Wendy from Simpsonville, a couple of our net controllers. Thank you guys for being there tonight and checking in with me. One last call, Alpha through Zulu.
What I found?
Is there any additional stations wishing to check in to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Net? Please call KA3JCA or net control.
Net control. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Please add me to the rag chute, sir.
JCA. Sally and Ashley on the net. Please check in. November 4, Cleveland Kilo. And 4ZLK. Change to portal in Cleveland. No traffic, no cable. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Richard.
Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray. This is Daniel. I lost the signal there and didn't catch it. Just wanted to make sure. Over.
Got you. I'm sorry if you missed it there. KO4ZYX. Daniel in Woodruff, correct?
Correct. I'm actually camping this weekend up in Chesney area. So I was on the HT. But I do appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Recognize November 4, Zulu Lima Kilo. That's Mr. Shane in Cleveland, and he's checking into the net. Thank you very much, sir. This is KA3JCA. I'm now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all the stations that checked in tonight. Looks like I had a total of 58 stations as of right now, and so far one piece of traffic. All stations wishing to secure the net may do so at this time. We'll now begin the rag chute portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins in between for the rag chutes. RJN, this is KA3JCA. Please go ahead with your comments, sir.
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Richard. How are you doing? What's going on in your world?
I'm going to get really back into ham radio again. Medically, I'm kind of laid up and confined to a wall, a four-bedroom wall there, and or a four-wall bedroom, I should say. And so this gives me a chance to be a little bit more active and reach out and talk to other people in addition to my wife and my stepdaughter. That's about the only company that I get, sir.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'll be more than happy to keep you company here for a little while. I can tell you about what's going on in the sky this evening if you are interested.
I'm glad you checked in. I've been listening the last couple of nights, even though I check in through the automated system. I monitor a little bit, but I have a little bit of curiosity about astrology and so forth like that, astronomy. And my daughter had taken a class in Florida about the stars and so forth.
This is KN4RJN. Well, this evening, Saturn and Jupiter are both up, as best as I can see. If you have relatively clear skies this evening and look between south and southwest, if the sky is clear and you don't have too much ambient light, you should be able to see the glow of the Milky Way going up in that direction. On Friday night, which is, this is Friday, how about that, this evening, the Moon and Mars are fairly close together. You can see them both in a decent pair of binoculars. They're fairly close to one another, and they'll stay that way for the remainder of the evening. And nothing else big going on other than, the summer triangle is up. If you go outside and look straight up, three brightest stars in the sky are known as the summer triangle, and they are Deneb, Altair, and off the top of my head. I forgot the third one, but anyway, three brightest stars in the sky, almost directly overhead. In addition to that, we've got some solar activity going on. Let me take a moment and break. This is KN4RJN. I hit the wrong button. Here we go. Okay, we don't have much in the geomagnetic storm activity, but there is some solar activity going on, some solar radiation. We've got about a in the next 3 days, between a 10 and a 5% chance of an S1 or greater, which is minor. Don't need to worry about that unless you're in an airplane or on a space shuttle. However, due to some complex magnetic activity happening in one of the regions of one of the sunspots on the sun, tomorrow, this is the 16th, yes, tomorrow, we have about a 40% chance of an R1 or an R2 radio blackout condition, which will only affect, that's minor to moderate, and generally only affects higher latitudes. However, we do have a 10% chance of an R3 or greater, which could work its way down to us. So that's tomorrow, and then after that it drops down to 20% on the 18th and the 19th, and for an R3 or greater, that's only about a 5% chance. So if you're in the higher latitudes and work in HF, you might experience a little problem in radio propagation. Down here, it shouldn't affect us much at all. There are some significant magnetic complexity things going on in the sunspot region right now, so that could affect a little bit. But other than that, we're clear for the next 3 days. This is KN4RJN back to net control.
I apologize. I did double with you there for about 2 seconds accidentally. But yeah, if I were to raise my blinds and I look out my bedroom window to try to look at the stars, all I see is the top of my pine trees.
This is KN4RJN. Well, if you have a computer, and I'm assuming you do since you're talking to me on Echolink anyway, or at least monitoring Echolink, let me let you in on a little computer program called Stellarium. And give me just a second, and I'll figure out how to spell that. This is KN4RJN Stellarium. Sierra, Tango, Echo, Lima, Alpha, Romeo, India, Uniform, Mike. It's a free program. You can download it. It will allow you to see the stars from your bedroom and see what's going on, and you can run it ahead, you can back it up, you can look at deep sky objects, you can do all kinds of stuff with it. And I would recommend that to you if you're interested in seeing what's going on out there.
Your daughter thinks that she's familiar with that program. When, like I said, she took a college class on that in Florida, so we'll check it out here and so forth like that. Well, I appreciate you sticking around for the rag chew and so forth like that. I appreciate it for checking in with me tonight, and I look forward to next Friday also. KN4RJN, KA3JCA.
This is KN4RJN. You say hello to your daughter for me and your wife, and you take care, and I will back on out of here and say 73s. You all have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
For DOS, you said you indicated you wanted to stick around for comments, sir. KA3JCA.
JCA in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Richard. Good evening to all on the net. Good evening, Sally and Ashley as well. Hadn't talked to you in a whole lot in a long time, but you know, we used to get to gabbing quite frequently, which I have been missing, to be honest with you. I have had you on my mind a little bit. I've been meaning to call you more than I have, but you know how things go when you get busy. You forget about stuff, and you forget about making the phone calls and that sort of stuff, which is a shame, but we all do it, so I apologize for myself for that. But good hearing you on the radio again. You've been out of it for, oh gosh, I don't know, several years now. And but we're glad that you're coming back, and glad you're picking up the net. Are you and Daniel going to do the rotation thing?
No, I may start picking up a little bit more when he starts his marathon training. And then, like I said, whoever calls the net on Thursday night, we'll let them know who's going to be the net control for the next night.
A good deal. I'm glad y'all got that worked out. And there again, I'm glad you're back on the air again. I did hear Sally, sounded like Sally in the background. I don't know that it was her, but got just a little bit of third party in there, which is more than fine. I hadn't talked to Sally in a long time either. But I hope all y'all are doing well. Did you ever get all your tree work done out there in your backyard where you were going to put up some HF antennas?
The trees removed and so forth, and then about that time, about 2 years ago, that's when my health took a real turn for the worse. So I've kind of right now abandoned a lot of my HF antennas right now. As Daniel indicated earlier, I've gotten really into DMR, digital mobile radio, and I have a hot spot. And it's actually nice because I can get on and talk to a lot of countries in Spain and France and Germany and so forth like that using my hotspot. And then it also really allows Sally and Ashley. Now, they do want to eventually go for their general class license, but right now as a technician, they can get on and the VHF and UHF band and go digitally and work other countries and kind of get the feel for it. And just to let you know that I'm also in the process, since Sally used to help me with the net control before, Sally and Ashley both are going to ease into it, and they're going to be picking it up so that the three of us can kind of tag team and help the net controllers out.
Richard, we can always use net controllers like that, and especially folks that have done it before. I know you've done it before. It's been a while, but it, you have done it. And it'll be good to get Sally and Ashley trained up so they'll be able to do it as well. You know, Joy used to call Annette quite a bit as well, and she's gotten away from the radio. She doesn't talk on it as much as she used to, but one of these days maybe she'll get back on it. I don't know. You know how we are. We get interested in something, then we get interested in something else, and we kind of let this slide a little bit. But it's all sounding good. If you don't know, we're still giving the test the third Saturday of the month, which tomorrow is the third Saturday. So the third Saturday we give the test over at Red Cross Building. So with Sally and Ashley, get ready to come up. Great, we will be there.
No, Gary, because you know, as we get close to that third Saturday of the month, you know, we can help promote it. And one of the things that I like about it is the fact that here lately I've been helping a lot of people that have had issues getting onto the FCC site. They changed the old core system or whatever, and so if you didn't log in prior to July 1st of 2022 and change everything over or move everything over and update your stuff, you actually have to go in now and create a new password using your email account. And then once you get all logged in and get it verified, then you have to go and associate your FRN number with your account. And then once you can do that, then you can print an official copy of your license if you want an official copy. Some people tend to get locked out of the record because of the conversion, but I've been able to help a lot of people get through that process. So, again, if anyone's listening and they're having troubles, please feel free to reach out to me, and I'll do the best I can to give you a hand. KA3JCA.
They do appreciate that, and all the help we can give the new hams and stuff is the better off they'll be in the long run. Of course, you know, us older hams, and I'm putting myself in that group because I've had mine about come let's see, next year will be 20 years, so I've had mine for a little while. But anyhow, we still pick up bad habits, and that's what we need to try to watch each other and help each other out with. That's about all I've got over on this end of town. I know you got some more out there waiting to talk to you, so I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Tell Miss Ashley and Miss Sally we said hello. And I'm glad you're feeling a whole lot better, Richard. Really am. Talk to you later. 73, my friend. KA3JCA, KI4DOS.
Thanks for everything you do with the testing and calling the Wednesday night net and offering the swap net and so forth like that. That's really great. Appreciate that. So this is KA3JCA Net Control. Are there any additional stations wishing to check into the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Net, Alpha through Zulu? Please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
Kilo Bravo 2 Golf, Kilo 4 November, Bill in Mills River.
Kilo Bravo 2 Golf, and what's the last two letters of the call?
Uniform November.
KB2GUN. All righty, I have you there, William. And in Mills River, thank you for checking into the net, sir. KA3JCA, additional check-ins? For NUE, KA3JCA. Chad, I believe you're next up on my list. JCA, did I miss any additional stations wishing for comments tonight?
Chad may be going from the vehicle to in his house to his AM station. I don't know. He said he'd be around, so he'll probably be there. KI4DOS.
I wasn't sure how far he was down the mountain or on the way home and so forth like that. So, yeah, I'm kind of doing it pencil and paper, but I'm using the new or that software that Dave uses. And I tell you what, I'm glad I practiced it because it was so much easier tonight. I had a little few hiccups, but other than that, it's working great.
I don't use the computer to log my net reports. I still use pencil and paper. I've got all kinds of... I got a file cabinet full of nets that I've called so far, Richard, but I don't type that fast on the computer. I can write it a lot faster than I can type it, so I still do it the old-fashioned way.
Because I was actually able to write it faster than I could do in the F4, F7, F5, but I'm trying to get proficient at that because it does everything for me. It does the lookups. I've got a record, the emails, the grid square. I have so much information that's on the screen for me now that makes it nice to have and so forth like that. And then tonight, Ashley, that you heard in the background, she's been my, like, logging net controller there.
There he is. I'll turn it back over to you, Richard. You take care, and glad Ashley was there for you. KI4DOS, back to net.
Oh, that was fantastic. KO4NUE, KA3JCA. Go ahead with your comments, sir.
Hey, JCA, KO4NUE. How are you tonight, Richard? You doing well?
Damn, I slept most of the day, so I would be up and... I was able to adjust my medication so that I could stay up for the net part of the rag too and so forth like that. So if I do that on Fridays, then I've got it made.
I'm drop by and, support you for a few minutes. And just this morning, my wife and her sister and my son have gone to New York. So they are in Manhattan tonight. And I'm here by myself till, not sure when she's coming back, Monday maybe. So they stayed up till about 1 o'clock, 12 midnight last night packing, and then got up at 3. So I've had 2 hours sleep and worked in the shop all day, and then went to the American Legion tonight's, Friday night's bingo night. So, I'm the assistant sergeant of the arms. So sergeant at arms runs the canteen. Who knew, you know? But anyway, we had a good time tonight. Especially like before the bingo game starts, we all stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance. And, you know, that's always good to do that. And we'd sit around and talk trash about, you know, politics. So it's a good night, and we get to have a little bit of fun, too.
Awesome, Chad. That's awesome. That's one thing that I do miss is, you know, having people get up and say the Pledge of Allegiance, you know. I know when I went through school, we did it all the time, and then things got taken out of schools and stuff like that. So I know things have changed over the last 30, 40 years. I know that much. So, but I hope you're feeling better. You sound better, and you're out and about. So that gives me a clue that you're trying to get along there, sir.
Good. I've still got a dry cough, but I've got most of my, got just about all my energy back, I guess. And tonight was, well, last weekend was the first bingo. We shut bingo down for 2 or 3 weeks. And so this is the second Friday that they've opened up. And, you know, so anyway, my whole point here is that we got to meet the gal we think that made us sick. Of course, you'll never know that, of course. But, you know, we think that's what happened. And that didn't go too well. But at any rate, we had a good time playing bingo and got to meet people. I got to meet a gentleman tonight who came in to play bingo. And he was on a destroyer during the Cuban Missile Crisis, I believe is what he said. And I forget the name of the ship he was on, but he, you know, you get to share some stories and, you know, you socialize. You know, that's what it's all about, I guess. And, you know, veterans are good at that, good about that. But I had a good time, and I'm tired, though. But I just want to drop by and say hello, and sound like you got a good net going, Richard. And, you know, glad you're calling the net. And if you ever need anything of me, you know, all you need to do is just call, sir.
Well, I will take you up on that offer one day and so forth like that, and I appreciate it. And just to confirm, you are doing the net tomorrow night, correct? I want to make sure I have my notes correct.
It's on the schedule. Then I'll be taking care of that tomorrow night. So, well, Richard, I'm going to let you go, as Gary says. That's about all I got here on this end. And pleasure talking to you, and hope you are doing well, and the rest of yours as well. So, 73, sir, you have a wonderful night, and maybe I'll see you on the net tomorrow night. It's KO4NUE in the net. I am clear.
Chad, KO4NUE, KA3JCA. All right, this is KA3JCA, Net Control for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Net. We'll take one last call, Alpha through Zulu. Anyone, anywhere wishing to check in, please give KA3JCA or Net Control a call. I know I'm supposed to send my net report. I want to thank everybody that had comments and everybody that checked in tonight. I believe that Chad, KO4NUE, will be the net controller for tomorrow night. So if you're around, please check in with Chad. And again, you're more than welcome to check in with us every night of the week. The net's held nightly at 9 p.m. So please check in and support all your net controllers and the Upstate and Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. This is KA3JCA. W4DJW, KA3JCA.
KA3JCA, W4DJW.
I get a little confused. Can I send that report from that button on the screen?
Affirmative, just adjust your message number and then hit the send button, and it'll send.
Oh, let's see here. Where it says, okay, never mind, I see it. Okay, I was thinking name was the call sign, but the call's just below that. Alrighty, thank you very much, and if I have any problems, I'll give you a call back, KA3JCA.
W4DJW, clear.
One other question, Dave. Do I count the message, this one, as a message also, so I would have two pieces of traffic?
If you have a message number from somebody else that gave you, somebody else put a number on a message for you, that would be number two, and this one is number one, yes.
Just want to double check. All right, KA3JCA.